At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid through April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it.
All right, so the Oxford Dictionary came out, and they have their official word of 2023. Their official word. Do you know what it is? It's a Gen Z word. It's Rizz.
Oh.
R-I-Z-Z. So, okay, Andrew, use it in a sentence.
I have no Rizz. That's why I'm single.
Okay. How about you, Allie?
Allie walked in, and you could just feel the Rizz.
Yes, of course. Describes charming people who are just cool, who they're just sexy.
Charisma.
Without charisma. Even trying.
Sure.
I have Rizz.
You have Rizz? That's your sentence?
Yes, it is. Notable words that didn't make the cut. Situationship. I think that would be you.
I don't know what that one means.
Like, you don't?
It's like you're in a relationship, but you're not really in a relationship. So it's a situational ship.
All right. Okay. I'm in a relationship.
Okay, all right, that's good.
I got Rizz. Wow. That was just a
bit. Kids throwing shade.
Okay, seriously. Well, I mean, I asked Jennifer, not what she said.
Well, it's a situation.
Just
send a text.
De-influencing. Okay.
What's that?
Never heard that.
I'm not sure. I guess it's like you're not influencing.
So that's a majority of people on TikTok?
I should de-influence my Instagram feed. Okay. And get rid of all the influencers.
Ooh, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
I only follow two people on Instagram.
Who?
I love this about you.
Ian.
Okay.
My son. And Baller Busters.
Who's Baller Busters? Do I want to know?
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. Okay. Baller Busters, what they do is they come out and they'll find like somebody on the internet who says like, you know, you can make $1 million in your sleep. Or like Grant Cardone who says, you know, invest in my real estate. And by the way, you should never buy a house. But then he just bought a $40 million house. I mean, you know, so they go through and they say like, this is somebody who's a baller, and then they bust them.
Did you see the viral video with Grant Cardone and the T-Mobile CEO?
That is the best.
Calling him out for not being a billionaire.
Yes.
And he asked him like, I don't want to exaggerate, 40 times, are you a billionaire? And he refused to answer. Even though he claims he's worth $4 billion.
Yeah, something like that.
Yikes.
Okay, wait a minute. Why only those two? You said you love, but there's got to be other things you love. Are you trying to be cool?
I am.
All right. It's working. It's working.
Rizz.
It's the Rizz.
It's the Rizz. I got the Rizz. And on that happy note, welcome. It's Kim Commando today. It's our once a week podcast where you not only get me, but you also get the A team. And joining us, of course, is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Allie, what do you have on board for us?
It's been a while. I've got an update. So what you need to know on your Windows computer, your Mac, I have also got a handy little trick that I use all the time in Google Drive, Microsoft Word, all those things.
And how about you, Andrew Babinski, the other half of the A-Team?
There is a Spanish influencer who is making $11,000 a month and is completely fake.
Oh,
completely fake.
Good story behind that.
Nice. All right. So here's what we need. Two things from all of our listeners and our viewers. Number one, you need to tell at least one person about this podcast, Kim Commando Today. And number two, we always love your feedback. You can send us a note to podcasts@commando.com. All right. So we're going to start with the news. I'm going to go first. Have you ever thought about why your TV is so cheap? How much did you spend on your last TV, Andrew?
Probably $600.
And what size screen?
75 inches.
Wow.
We got on one of those Super Bowl weekend sale things.
Big deals.
I was going to say, how do you just know that? I have no idea. But yes, TVs are cheap.
They are cheap. And yeah. Now, the reason
disposable
why,
almost.
They are. But the reason why they're cheap is that, like, for example, Vizio, cheap TVs.
Okay.
Decent quality. Some numbers for you. They made about $3 million selling televisions.
That's it?
That's about it. Okay. But they made $100 million selling data.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So guess what business they're in?
The data business.
The data business. Now, the reason why I bring this up is that if the TV manufacturers are not making a lot of money by selling your data, then they can also figure out how to make money by feeding you ads, right? Mm-hmm. And so we have the Amazon Fire Stick, super cheap, $30, right? You can stream movies, shows, whatever you want with this thing.
I have a Fire Stick.
You do?
It's hooked up to my projector upstairs.
Oh. Then you're really going to love this because Amazon Fire are now going to be showing full screen ads.
Oh, love it.
Yes, full screen ads are going to start immediately when the device is turned on, even from standby.
Oh,
so
poppycock.
So when you hit that button, you're going to get an ad, just a full-size ad. Now, to stop the ads, see, this is why people love us, okay? Because we give you all the workarounds. To stop the ads, quick action. You have to press the home button within just a few seconds to stop the ad. Just a few seconds.
But once the ad starts,
are you stuck?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. The ads trigger every time the TV is turned on, regardless of the source, the voice, remote, app. And they say the ads may promote products as well as new series and new films.
Wow, what
a service. Benefit. Yes, it's a benefit for you.
So nice.
Put this on other things in your house. What if you just opened your oven and an ad started to play?
Your smart fridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Box of cereal. You're pouring it for your kids and there's an ad playing on the side of the box. Unwarranted.
Yes, it's not going to be good.
I think that's the future.
But if they're going to do this, they need to give out the devices for free.
They should.
If I'm going to be the product, then you need to give me the... Because the Fire Stick is not that cheap. I think it was like $35.
Wasn't there a company that did that? They did TVs either really cheap or free.
That's not really taken off.
No, it hasn't. But they tried it.
Yeah, they were trying it. That you can get a free TV in exchange that they would record every single thing that you do. And then they would feed you direct ads.
Well, and the trick is that like they said it really directly like that. And people said, no, I would never want that. Your TV's already doing that.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you paid for it.
Well, exactly. Point. Yeah. So is my oven.
And speaking of TVs, you know what's coming.
A plug?
I saw an ad on Facebook Marketplace that read TV for sale, $1, volume stuck on full. And I thought to myself, I can't turn that down. Andrew, you're not laughing.
I know. There's multiple reasons why. Not funny, and I'm annoyed.
Perfect. And on that happy note, tell us about the fake influencer.
There's this guy in Spain. He owns a company. It's a marketing company that goes to big advertisers and says, I will get influencers to shill your products. And he's not doing good. He's got very few clients. The influencers that he's working with, they're pains in the butt.
They can be, yes.
So he decides, I'm just going to make my own influencer. Him and his team, about four people that work in the company, put together a pink-haired 25-year-old influencer from Barcelona. And immediately she's a success.
Oh.
125,000 followers on Instagram, and clients are, she has two now major brand deals in Spain. She gets $1,000 a post.
No way.
$1,000. And she's making about $3,000 every single week.
Wow.
I don't know what that
converts. So what does she do as an influencer with pink hair in Barcelona?
So each week the team gets together. They have their weekly meeting, where she's going to go, what places she's going to visit, what photos they're going to post of her. They're basically writing her story out. And then every third or fourth post is her, you know, holding a McDonald's fries or the newest weight loss pill or whatever. And she
is she hot?
Well, yeah, but she's not real.
Okay, well, I'm just wondering.
That's like saying, is Velma from Scooby-Doo hot?
I mean, both of you are looking at me like, duh, Kim Commando.
Well, Kim, that's just the baseline, right?
I just assumed. I thought maybe like this was just like an average influencer.
Do you think that they would make an AI creation of an influencer and she'd be ugly?
Think about
really
it.
Good point.
You want to go the other way.
No, they didn't.
Okay. De-influencing. That's what it is.
There we go.
When they developed her, they would describe her as an almost perfect face and figure.
Okay.
For someone, I guess, who's in Spain.
Sure.
They now have put her on the Spanish version of OnlyFans.
No.
No.
Yes. And for $7, you can buy her spicy photos, which they have many subscribers. And she gets direct messages every single day from athletes, actors, and just regular dudes asking her out on a date.
Oh, my gosh.
Do they say, like, up front, like, this is all fake?
In the bio, it says she is an A. But it's not highlighted. But in the bio, it does say that she is AI.
I got to look her up. I got to see this.
And this guy's business is completely turned around from making nothing to now just one of his influencers, and he's gonna grow. He's gonna make more. I have to ask a question.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And if you have kids that are listening right now, what you want to do is just like turn down the volume for about 30 seconds. As a guy, Andrew.
Yes.
You see a picture of this hot woman and you know that she's totally fake, AI generated. Does that turn you on?
I mean, it's possible. I mean, I've seen a lot of it's really popular with the AI generated images of Asian women. And I've seen some where I went, oh my gosh, she's breathtaking. And then I found out it was a fake image. But my instant reaction when my eyes were drawn to it, I thought she was very attractive. Turn on to the fact of going beyond? No.
No.
It's cartoons. I mean, literally, it's what it is. It's Photoshop.
Right.
I don't get hot and heavy over Photoshop.
That makes one of us.
Oh, can we put another layer on that?
Copy and paste, baby.
Oh, how many pixels does she have? Yes. All right. So now we go back to the family-friendly version of the podcast. What do you have, Al?
Windows.
Yes.
Perfect. Welcome exactly. back. We missed you. Windows 10 is going to be out. It's going to be Windows 11 or nothing. It doesn't happen until October 2025. Microsoft has been trying to prepare people for a long time. That's really because people have been really slow to move from 10 to 11. Some people like me, your computer, my chip is too old, my computer, right? So I just use 10, whatever. Well, normally it would be, all right, you got to go to 11 or you don't get any security updates. This time Microsoft is saying, we will let you pay for more security updates for this product that we don't support anymore after 2025. So you can pay for 3 more years. It is called the Extended Security Update Program.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Whoever came up with that should get a raise. That's really smart. They know people are going to keep using it. From a customer perspective, it makes me pretty mad. You know, you're going to charge us to keep your product secure.
How much are they going to charge?
No word yet.
It's going to be at least $50 a year.
Yeah, I'm sure something like
that. I was going to say $2.99 a month. Something that you wouldn't even think
that's
of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, probably.
You're like, oh, it's just a couple of bucks. Why not?
Yeah, but that's really smart.
But it always amazes me. Like, we get email from people who say, like, just like this. Like, Kim Commando, I have Windows 10, and, you know, it's going to have an end of your life or whatever it is, you know, 2025. What should I do now? Why bother with it? Okay. I mean,
you have a year to exactly. at least start thinking about it.
You should worry about it in September 2025.
Exactly. Yes.
And then you'll still have a month. One more Windows tidbit. So, a bunch of people were posting the HP Smart app popped up on my computer. I don't have an HP printer. I don't have anything HP. What is going on here? It was a bug in Windows, it was changing the name of every printer on Windows PCs, 10 so and 11, to the HP LaserJet. And so it automatically downloaded this software, which is so funny. And then one more for you Mac people. Update your computer, please. Mac OS 14.1.2 fixes issues that hackers are using right now, zero-day flaws, so make sure you update your computer.
What was that update again?
14.1.2.
Okay.
Catchy.
Yes.
Can I ask a Windows question?
You can.
So I'm an eBay reseller. And one time I got my hands on, I don't even know how, like 7 or 8 full unused copies of Windows 8.
Okay.
And so I'm like,
excuse me?
Yeah. Windows 8.
Did you just like find them in a box or something?
I think I bought a lot or something like that.
All right.
And I put them on eBay and I saw they were selling for like $40 a piece. So I'm like, these are so old. I'll put them for $10 left. I sold out in literally a day.
Wow.
Why? Why are people buying Windows 8?
Well, for a good long while, you could buy the old version and get a free upgrade to the most recent. I think they recently ended that with 8, but there was a good while there where you could have the really old one and get a free upgrade to 10.
Because there had to be a reason. I mean, it literally sold out in a day.
That is something.
I didn't think they were going to sell at all. I mean, I thought I was wasting my time.
Yeah, I bet it was that. People who were smart enough to know that, hey, if I buy 8 for $10.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should have raised the price.
I should have.
Next time you should ask us. We get a little cut of the action.
Then it's the same money.
You gotta say, pay the bills over here somehow. I don't know if you noticed, but we don't have a lot of sponsors.
And there's a lot of poinsettias here, guys. They're not free.
Nope, not at all. Hey, coming up, this is really an interesting story because I've never really thought about this before, but when you buy a movie on like Amazon Prime or Apple or whatever, I mean, do you really own that movie? And what happens if they decide like, oh, we don't want it on the service anymore? Andrew, are you going to sing?
I'm not going to sing, but I found a website that will sing for us.
Ooh. Excellent. And what do you have, Al?
A little office work productivity hack for you.
We love those. Make you more productive. Make love you it. A happy worker.
I would be less productive.
I know. Stay right where you are.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, and we are giving away a free iPhone 15 valued at $799. And you could win. How? Well, you just have to go to the special website, komando.com/win. Once again, that's komando.com/win. Okay, so what is the catch? Okay, we're not going to sell, lease, distribute your email address to anybody ever. The catch is that you have to get at least one issue of our free newsletter that you can sign up for if you just want the newsletter over at getkim.com. But once again, enter at komando.com/win. What did that guy write?
I was just going to say, yeah, we got an email today. Somebody said, you know, I signed up for this just so I could win the free iPhone, but I really liked it and I'm going to keep getting it.
I really liked the newsletter. That was really sweet. Again, that's komando.com/win. All right, I'm going to go first. So if you buy movies on Prime, Vudu, Apple, you name it, do you really own them? Okay, the reason why I bring this up is that Sony is about ready to remove 1,200 movies and TV titles from the PlayStation Store.
Wow.
And if you've purchased those movies and TV shows that Sony is removing, do you get a refund?
No.
No.
What happens?
You don't. They say that the PlayStation's license with Discovery fell through. And so Discovery says, okay, you can't have Mythbusters or any of these Naked and Afraid or anything over on the PlayStation Store. So we're going to yank all those back because we want people to subscribe through, say, Max or Discover or whatever
it may be.
Where we're streaming. Yeah. And so here's a reminder, when you do buy movies, you don't own them. And so this is also an interesting point that people are going back to DVDs now.
Crazy.
Yes. Blu-ray players.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it kind of irked me because we had a guy who worked here, I don't know, like maybe 3 or 4 years ago. I gave him like boxes of DVDs and I'm like, dang, can I have them back? I mean.
So really buying something, it's kind of like an extended rental.
Exactly.
I was described to me as you're licensing it. You get the license to use it until that expires, and they can decide whenever they want it to expire.
Yeah, there you go.
But you're paying $19.99 for
licensing
a movie.
Is expensive.
Tell me about it.
Whose side are you on?
Nobody's side. I just wanted to be snarky.
Okay.
I was feeling that. I was getting a little hurt.
Take it back.
Thank you.
Personal.
Ooh, tough crowd today. I'm feeling vulnerable.
Quiver.
I'm feeling vulnerable today.
Do you need a hug?
I do.
Hug her.
I ain't doing it.
What do you mean you're not doing it?
I was being him. I'll hug you.
Excellent. Thank you. All right. What do you got, Andrew?
So I was just messing around on the internet. I was bored. And I found this website. It's called RiffFusion.com. Yeah. Riff with one F or RiffFusion with two F's, however you want to spell it. But that's the name of the website. And what you can do is you can either have the AI generate your own lyrics, or you can write your own. And then you can pick what genre you want, and it makes you a free song.
Wow.
Almost instantly.
Wow.
And it was so cool when I actually sent it to Maddie here. She then wouldn't stop sending me songs that she was creating.
Oh, really?
Nonstop. One was about farting. One was about brown eggs. They just kept coming and coming and coming. But I made one that we can play today.
GetKim.com. It's a real technology vibe. GetKim.com.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Oh my God. You know what you have to do? You have to send that to me.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to prank Barry.
Why?
And I'm going to make that his ringtone.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
And then you know what's going to happen? He's going to run in wherever I am going, God damn it, Kim.
What'd you do?
You know, how do I change this? This is stupid.
My phone keeps clinging your website.
You know what? That's what he sounds like sometimes, too.
That was a real Wilford Brimley kind of.
Diabetes, diabetes.
Yeah.
But my favorite thing about what Barry did, this is like, I don't know, a few months ago, is I said to him, so, you know, what are you going to do today? It was like a Saturday or Sunday. I said, you know, what are we doing today? And he's like, Kim, it's an old man day. I said, what's an old man day? And he's like, well, we're going to start out by watching the Twilight Zone. Oh, we're going to do a little ham radio.
We? He's saying
not,
we?
Not me. Okay.
Him and his other old men.
Yes. And I'm like, and I forget, I think the third one was cutting his toenails or something like that.
You should definitely start with that. You want fresh toenails while you're watching the Twilight Zone.
Absolutely.
And I just started laughing. I walked away. He's like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going on a run. Okay.
None of that. I'm not doing any of that.
None of that. All right. What do you got, Al?
This one I use all the time, probably every single day. And I have found people that don't know what the little paintbrush icon means in Word.
I love, you know what?
It's so good.
You know what? When Ian was here over Thanksgiving,
yeah,
I was looking at one of his papers for law school.
Uh-huh.
And so I used it. And he actually looked at me like, whoa, what is, oh my. And he's like floored about the paintbrush tool.
That's awesome. So the paintbrush is basically, say there, you've got a document that has different styles all throughout it. And there's one you really like. This is what you want your document to look like. It's the right font. It's the right size. Looks great. The right spacing, whatever. So you click the paintbrush, you highlight that text, and then you highlight something else and it copies the formatting. So it's a little copier.
Okay.
It's amazing.
And it's in so many different products.
It's in
basically all the, you know, different Microsoft Office things. It's in all the Google stuff. So if you see that little paintbrush, it's awesome. Test it out so you feel comfortable using it. But yeah, it's a good one. I use it every day.
I use it all the time.
Yeah.
Does Google Docs have it?
Yeah.
Yes. Has right. a little paintbrush.
Yeah. I'll go mess with it.
What also is helpful is like when you paste something into a Google Doc from like ChatGPT. And then it's like ChatGPT is like this weird font and it's gray and all this other stuff that you just like take something that you already typed into the doc and then just highlight that. And then all of a sudden the ChatGPT is like, oh, pretty again.
So you're saying you paste stuff from ChatGPT and put it in stuff?
I do.
Mm.
That's exactly what she's saying.
Yes. But it's, I rewrite it, of course. I'll tell you what I did do on ChatGPT.
Quickly changing subjects.
No, I do rewrite it. Is that a friend of mine had all of his results from a stress test, nuclear stress test. He was like all freaked out about it, and he couldn't get a hold of his doctor. And so he sent me his whole PDF report this morning. And he's like, can you read this? Because, you know, Barry has heart issues. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't really read this. So I uploaded it into ChatGPT. It came back and said, this is everything. And it turns out like the guy's okay.
No
kidding.
But
it went through the whole EKG report.
But now ChatGPT has all his personal information.
No, I removed it.
Oh, okay.
No, I removed it because you can delete it.
What a good friend.
I am so nice.
Oh, Kim.
You removed it from...
I'll give you a hug later.
Did she just say, I'm so nice?
She did. She did.
But you can remove anything you upload in because my company, I work for iHeartMedia. And we had this big thing that people were putting in all of our financials because they wanted it to do their work for them. And I didn't know you can actually just take it out.
Well, they say that they take it out.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I mean, do they really take it out? I mean, we don't really know.
No, the answer is no.
You're probably better off redacting in the first place.
Yeah, I also figured, I mean, you know, he emailed it to me.
So
I mean,
it's free game. So just put it out there on the internet. Make it your next Instagram post.
There you go.
There it is. Speaking of paintbrushes.
Oh, boy.
Why did the paintbrush win the lottery?
I don't know, Kim. Why did the paintbrush win the lottery?
It was a stroke of good luck.
Ooh.
I know that was bad. Hey, coming up, kids are asking Google if Santa is real. We got some news about that. We have letters from all of our listeners, and I have this really... I'm trying to think how to say it. This really kind of crazy AI thing at the end about Jimmy Stewart. Is that, have you ever watched that movie? It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
We're in Bedford Falls.
I've only seen the end.
Really?
Yeah. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Mm-hmm. That's the only scene I've ever seen.
Can you do that voice too?
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
We're going to go to a break right now. Okay. Sorry. Sorry about that. Hey, listen, this is not the Kim Komando Show. That's Monday through Thursday on Kim Komando Today, as well as you can subscribe over in Apple. And then you get the Kim Komando Show commercial free. It's just a few bucks a month. And if you don't want to do it over at Apple, then you go to komando.com and you sign up for the community, which we would love you for that to support everything that we do. And again, that's the Kim Komando Show. That's the big show that's on over 430 stations. This is just the podcast, just the podcast.
Yes. Don't get a big head injury. It's just a podcast.
I know. Put me in my place.
Just saying. No, I'm just teasing you guys. Always do a great job. All right. So here's my what the heck headline of the week. Parents are calling Google to amend search results on Santa.
Oh.
Okay. Now, your kids.
Yes.
Believers?
Yes. Well, one is a believer because the first one I told from the beginning that it was about the spirit of Christmas, and there really wasn't a guy that landed on the roof, and blah, 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 blah. The second one, I tried to tell, and she
didn't want
put
part
me
of
in
it?
My place.
What'd she say to you?
She said, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. There is a Santa Claus. I know this because kids at school told me.
Oh, I love this.
So
that's
she,
so cute.
I just let it go.
Well, the first result is asking if Father Christmas is real is a blog post from Hot Chocolate, who says that there's no man in the sky riding a sleigh pulled by reindeer. So you want to tell your kids not to go to Google.
When people are complaining to Google to change the results, what is Google saying?
They're saying, you know what? We can't really do anything about this, but we're going to try. So they took an excerpt from Parade.com. Remember that little magazine that was in newspapers all those years? Yeah. And so the first result sometimes says from Parade magazine, according to statistical evidence, Santa is real.
Okay.
That's cute.
And we all know we only read the first search result anyway.
Exactly.
And so I was talking to my niece while I was grocery shopping the other day, because that's what I do. I can never do just one thing at once in my life. It's so annoying to always have to be multitasking. And so I'm in Safeway, and then Tom comes over to me, and he's from the church. And so I'm talking to him, then my niece calls, and so we're all having like this whole conversation.
Oh my gosh.
You roped Tom into this conversation?
Yes, exactly. I'm like, oh, Tom, here, say hi to Danielle. So anyway, so then as Danielle and I are talking, as I'm going doing all my shopping and stuff, is that she didn't know this, and that's why I want to pass it along, is that I was explaining to her that there was a time when I couldn't get Ian to go to bed, and her son Owen was now on the phone with us, and Owen is 3.5. And so I was telling Owen that, you know, when Christmas Eve comes, you need to go to bed or else Santa won't come. And
sure.
He's like, but Kim, what if I'm not tired? And I'm like, Owen, you're going to be tired. Okay. And then now Danielle, I said, here's what you want to do. I said, Owen, one time Ian wouldn't go to bed. And so I actually called Santa's support staff at NORAD. And I got a guy on the phone who said, like, Ian, you have to go to bed like right now because, you know, Santa's on this longitude, latitude, and it's a real person. And Danielle had no idea that that was possible. So anyway, so if that happens on Christmas Eve, is that you can have...
Oh, my daughter on Christmas Eve wants to go to bed at 5.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's ready to go.
So cute.
Okay, I have a Santa joke for you.
Good.
Okay, you ready? Why is Santa always smiling? Why is Santa always smiling?
I don't know why.
Because he knows where all the naughty girls are.
Oh,
that
yuck.
One's funny. That one's good.
That one, you're going to repeat that one.
Sure. Right. Absolutely. To my 6-year-old.
All right. So we have letters from our listener mail. Nice. Father of the Year award there. Allie, you go first.
Okay. This is from Jeffrey. And I'm not going to read the whole thing in this voice, but know that it is in this voice. Once again, Kim Komando, I ask you to please make it easier to read your top 3 stories, especially on the little screen of smartphones. So Andrew doesn't know this because he doesn't get our emails. At the top of the email, there's a little section that's like, hey, here's what's coming up. There's an emoji, a few words, you know, something to kind of lead you through. Jeffrey is having a really hard time finding where those things are in the newsletter. Okay, here's the deal, Jeffrey. On a website, yes, you can do something where basically you can click that link and it takes you down to that spot, right? you can't do that in email because it doesn't work in all the clients. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we could do it. Maybe it would work in some inboxes. It would just be messed up, broken code in others. And then we'd be getting even more frustrated emails from you.
Or actually, we're going to do it for everybody but Jeffrey.
There you go. but I had to read this because he ended with, "You have an excellent service for content and marketing, but it definitely needs navigational improvement. This is my second or third input on this subject. May I please have a reply back sometime?" Jeffrey, my dude.
Exactly.
May he please?
May he please?
He was polite about something so rude. We unfortunately don't have time to reply to every technical difficulty.
You're replying right now.
Okay, so Jeffrey, this is your reply.
There you go, Jeffrey. Oh, I'm going to send him the link to the podcast.
Excellent.
That is a reply.
Thanks for reading, Jeffrey.
Yes, there is a reply.
We appreciate you.
Okay, what do you got, Andrew?
This is from somebody.
Okay.
They are located somewhere.
Excellent.
And they said, yes. Fire that Andrew character if he doesn't subscribe to the newsletter. First of all, not a question. Second of all, what happened before? What's the yes responding to? A whole message just starts with yes?
He's giving a thumbs up because he loves the newsletter.
Oh.
But he doesn't like you.
He wants this fire me. Well, he doesn't say he doesn't like me. He just wants me fired if I don't subscribe to the newsletter.
Maybe we should have a poll on the website.
If I should subscribe or
love
not.
Love this.
It will kill the bit.
Stop trying to ruin the bit.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, why won't you subscribe? I mean, it really bothers me.
Who says I'm not subscribed?
That's true.
It's just a bit.
Okay.
For the podcast.
Let's look up his email address later.
Yes.
And just see if
my email is barry.young. @gmail.com.
All right. Here's one that I got. And I was tempted not to read it because sometimes when you get letters like this, it makes other people want to send you similar emails.
Right.
Because they think like, oh, well, you know, this guy got all that attention. I mean, what if I send a similar note? Then maybe she'll read mine on the podcast.
Copycat.
Well, yes. Okay. Now, goes like this. Hi, Kim. It's Christmas and you sound like such a giving person. I have a collection of things. I was wondering if you'd send me a signed autograph photo of you for Christmas.
Okay.
That's
nice.
Bad.
That's nice. Okay. Would it be too much to ask you to also include something a little more personal?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's like a message on the picture, like fast holidays or love, Kim, something like that.
Thanks, yes. Ron.
Yeah.
Maybe a selfie of your feet without shoes or socks. I'd really love to see your toes, all of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Robert.
Just one toe.
Robert in Oregon.
Robert.
Well, first of all, isn't there that website that has all of the celebrities' feet on it?
Okay, yes. And I have good-looking feet.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did Robert you show would them to Robert?
Robert yeah, would pay big bucks.
Yeah, see, I'm not a foot person, so I'm not going to be able to tell if it's bad or good.
But you'll know
see.
If it's a bad foot.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Look at this.
But what are you doing? Don't put them on camera.
Kim, you pay for that.
Capped.
No.
Look at that. Look.
It's a good foot.
Look at that.
Your shoes look a little tight.
No, they're not tight.
Okay.
I don't wear socks. But
you
look
don't wear socks?
No, I don't. I hate wearing socks.
Even when you run?
No, I do when I run. But see, I have like monkey toes. Like I could like open doors.
Oh,
with
I do
things.
Too. Really long. Yeah.
Well, I would say your feet are, I mean, on a scale of one to pretty, they're pretty.
Yeah. Okay.
But I don't know. I'm not a foot guy. I don't understand people who are feet guys. So did you send him the picture?
Well, I was going to ask you guys if I should. It just doesn't, it feels like a little invasive.
Absolutely not.
A little? WikiFeet. That's the name of the website.
Yes.
WikiFeet.
Yeah. But isn't that, we talked about that once. We did.
We did, yeah.
You want me to see if you're already on there?
No, don't do that. I'm not on there.
She's going to be now.
I was thinking about it because we were talking about it on another podcast, Andrew. And,
okay.
And some of these pictures of feet, they're making like $10,000, $12,000 a month.
Well, you can't associate that with yourself, Kim Komando. I could see the case for a random woman never putting her face on the internet, putting her feet, because who cares? It's just your foot, right?
Yes.
I think the trouble is when you think about what happens after you put your feet pictures on the internet or send them to Robert.
What exactly do they do with that?
I think Robert would just frame it and put it in his room.
What do you think, Andrew?
You're not on WikiFeet.
excellent. I wouldn't be.
Maybe they take right it now. To the podiatrist?
What are you're asking, what is someone who's asking for a picture of your feet going to do with it?
Yeah. What's he going to do?
What do
you
they
know
do?
What he's going to do. He's going to not show anyone ever and just keep it in a drawer.
Excellent.
Like a gentleman.
I see.
A drawer.
All right. So here's the deal, folks. You can get a signed autograph photo. I mean, that's not a problem. But, you know, anything personal? No.
Didn't you once get asked for hair from your hairbrush?
Yes.
Her shoes.
Shoes.
Shoes, yeah.
Used panties.
Sure.
That one's gross.
No. Honestly, kind of seems like the most normal of all those, sadly.
You should have, yeah. Well, I mean, if the perversion scale, you're right. You should have just sent him a picture of Barry's tidy whities.
Oh, send a picture of Barry's feet.
Oh, yeah. Send a picture of Barry's feet or your dog's.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Oh, little Abby.
Little paws.
then, it's like kind of like exploiting your children, you know, type of
That's
thing.
That's true. Yeah.
Not really a good thing. All right, coming up, we have a great tech life upgrade. What is it?
We're going to do some phrases to make your AI results better.
Excellent. And then Jimmy Stewart, AI, It's a Wonderful Life. Stay right where you are.
At LensCrafters, we value expertly tailored eye care, provide state-of-the-art eye exams, offer a wide assortment of designer brands and high-quality lenses, because everything we do at LensCrafters is for every sight that makes your life special. We offer 50% off lenses with frame purchase, shop in-store and online. Book your annual eye exam now on LensCrafters.com. LensCrafters, because sight. Eye exams are available at the independent doctor of optometry at or next to LensCrafters. Doctors in some states are employed by LensCrafters. Offer valid to April 2nd, 2023. See associate for details.
Hey, just a quick reminder that you need to do two things for us. Number one is that you tell one person about this podcast, and you can do that by sharing the YouTube link or sharing a podcast link. And number two is we'd love to have your feedback. Just don't ask for anything really weird in return. podcasts@commando.com. Once again, that's podcasts@commando.com. Andrew, how much ChatGPT do you use?
It's not a ton. I mean, I'll do it to write promos and liners and stuff like that. So maybe once or twice a week.
It's really good for that.
It really is. It does a good job.
And I like when it puts like in the right emojis. So you don't have to go like, go pick the emoji. You know, you're like, okay, this is good.
But you have to train it. I mean, you have to have the prompts that really tell it exactly what you want. You're going to get back gobbledygook. That's a technical term.
Did you hear that recently some nerd was playing around with ChatGPT and found that if you tip ChatGPT, if you say, like, if you give me a really good answer, I'll give you $20. And then he said, if you give me a really good answer, I'll give you, like, up to $200. And so he found as he continued to increase the tip for ChatGPT that the results got better.
You give it real money?
No.
So you're just saying you're going to tip it.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, I can tip a million in that world then.
You know, I looked it up. ChatGPT, owned by OpenAI, is now a company that really just like sprung into existence a little over a year ago. It's worth $89 billion.
In a year.
Oh.
And they just fired their boss guy.
Oh, no, they got him back.
He's back.
He went back?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How did I miss that part?
There was a whole revolt, and so they brought him back.
I heard about the revolt, and I heard he got hired by Microsoft.
He's back.
Oh, yeah. No. Now he's back.
They weren't willing to tank the whole company.
I better look that up. I want to see how that worked out.
Yeah. Did I tell you about when Ian ran into him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's all. We just stop right there.
Good story.
Did you ever hear about when Barry was on a nuclear submarine?
No. Please go into detail.
That was a running joke, Allie. Because every time it seemed like anytime he was talking to anybody about anything, Barry would be like, you know, there was that time that Kim and I went on a nuclear sub.
And then I changed the story that they were making out on a nuclear submarine.
Perfect.
And then I just kept telling that story.
Good. I love that story.
Although I didn't know what was really going on a nuclear sub. And I didn't know, like, what's it called? The guy in charge. I'm like, Mr. Admiral Captain Sir.
You figured it out. Good guess.
Just everything. But it was really kind of weird, though, because he did. He's like, here, Kim, I'm going to give you the boat. And I'm like, oh. And like he actually gave me the controls to the boat.
You were moving?
Yes, and he said we were going down like I don't know 100 feet or so.
You could have gotten into some trouble.
No, I was too scared. I was afraid something was wrong.
Did you hit the nuke fire nuke button?
No, I was just sitting there like going, "It's okay, it's all right. I'm just going to hold on."
You can't crash. It's open water. There's nothing to hit.
But the worst part was, which you know the story. The worst part was so we go up in the water, and I mean we're not around anybody near shore, probably like 100 miles offshore. And so I wanted to go up top to see what it was like outside of a nuclear sub in the middle of the ocean.
Sure, as you do.
And so I'm not a big girl. And so I'm like looking up and like, there's this 350-pound woman up there. And I thought, oh my God, if she falls, I'm dead.
Game over.
I'm dead.
She dropped the bomb.
Yes. And I'm like, Barry, you go first. All right. Speaking of AI, what do you got
AI for us? So we're not going to go super deep into, you made a really good point, right? You have to train it. It's kind of the garbage in, garbage out. Sure. If you don't give it much, you're not going to get much. But I have a couple quick little pointers. So say you're pretty good, but you want to be great at ChatGPT. Hallucinations. We know this word because of AI and because it makes up stuff sometimes. So if you use a phrase like this, support or justify your answer. If you use that, it will cite its sources.
Oh, nice.
And it will tell you the information it used. Say you did something and then you get an answer back and you feel like, I don't know about that. Or you want to know where it got this information. You can also say, can you explain why? You can say something like, are you sure? You could take the Kim Komando route and say, you are wrong. And then,
that's what I do.
And then it will say like, oh, my apologies. Here's the real information. I use this probably every time I use ChatGPT. Try again, but make it something. Make it funnier. Make it shorter. Make it snappier. Make it longer. Make it more detailed.
So you only have to say try again, because I repost the first question.
No, just say try again.
Try again, but make it whatever.
Gotcha.
I am a blank. Give it context.
This, you taught me this. Yeah. This really does work.
It's a good one.
Like, I'm a social media expert. Be a social media expert.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you can do I am a or you are a. So here's an example if you're using it for your life. So I could say, how do I run faster? Okay, I'm going to get something, but it's probably not what I want. But if I said, I want to run a 5K, this is the fastest I've ever done it, and I want to get faster. My 5K is in 2 months. What do I do? Don't you think I'm going to get something way better and like more detailed for what I want? And yes, you can do that for business. You can say, you are a marketing expert. You are a whatever, fill in the blank. But that one is really powerful. I use it all the time.
I'll tell you what I learned using ChatGPT yesterday. See, I also write for the Daily Mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to write every Monday, Tuesday, whenever I get to it, it seems like.
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday, whenever it is. But I do try to get every week, is that I have to send my editor pitches. And so I had a whole list of press releases about surveys and studies and things. And the Daily Mail always likes, you know, the Daily Mail. They have to have like kind of stories on the fringe. And so I sit there, I'm like, oh, I got to write the pitch. And I'm like, oh, like, what is it? You know, because it has to be like three sentences of what it's going to be about so that my editor can choose. And I have to submit like 15 every week.
Every week?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Can you regurgitate the ones from last week that you didn't say?
No.
Wow.
They're stinkers, they're stinkers.
Yeah. And so out of the 15, it's a pretty good hit if I get like five.
Oh, so he'll, okay. So he'll go, or she, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a he. Okay. So he'll go through and he'll say, okay, I like number 1, 2, 3, gotcha. You know, 8, whatever it may be. So yesterday was like crunch time and I was like, oh, I got to get this to this guy. Otherwise he's going to get, you know, the Daily Mail is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I wonder if ChatGPT would write the pitch. So I gave it like the first URL for a press release. And I said, write a pitch for me to my editor. Came right back.
Oh, did amazing.
Did you tweak it at all? Or was it good enough?
Yeah, because it was like very formal.
Sure.
So I had to make it like
computer talky.
Yeah.
But still, it probably saved you what? Half an hour?
Yes. And I got I sent him 13 pitches amazing. In like, I don't know, like 15 minutes.
But you're not doing anything wrong. You found all the source material.
Correct.
It's just putting it all together in two quick sentences.
It's like if she had, you know, somebody, an assistant helping her with it.
True.
Yep.
So that's my little assistant. I should name Chatty. I should name him like
you just named him
Chatty.
Chatty. Chatty. That's gonna be called
Chad. Chatty.
No, Chatty.
Chad. Yeah. Chatty Cathy.
No.
No.
It's like
wow.
Like Karen.
That was a strong response.
No.
I feel sorry for anybody's name's Karen now.
Yeah, it's been
bad.
Ruined.
Yeah.
All right. AI. Jimmy Stewart. He died in 1997. And we all know him from It's a Wonderful Life. Right? So I want you to really listen to what his voice sounds like right now.
Mary, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow and the next day and next year and the year after that. I'm shaking the dust of this crummy little town off my feet and I'm going to see the world.
Okay. All right. So the meditation sleep app Calm, they thought, you know what? Everybody loves Jimmy Stewart. And wouldn't it be great if we could have Jimmy Stewart narrate a story that would help people go to sleep? And so they used a website called ReSpeecher, which any of us can use. And they got permission from the family and the estate. And they said, you know, do you mind if we use Jimmy Stewart? And they're like, oh, no, this is great, especially, and, you know, release it during Christmas time because everybody remembers who he is because It's a Wonderful Life. So now I want you to listen to what he sounds like AI version.
Well, hello. I'm James Stewart. But, well, you can call me Jimmy. Tonight, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a heartwarming story of love, of loss, of hope,
okay, and of joy. All right. Okay, just one more time, the real Jimmy Stewart.
I'm going to build airfields. I'm going to build skyscrapers 100 stories high. I'm going to build bridges a mile long. Were you going to throw a rock?
No.
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 It's not even close.
No. It's got the this thing going on. But
I don't know. I don't know if it was breathy enough because Jimmy Stewart's really breathy.
And it just had no inflection, right? The ups and downs of human speech, it didn't have that.
Which is a lot of the problem with the AI voice
stuff.
Yes. There's no emotion. I don't know if it's the same website, but there's one where they ask you if you want, let's say you want an Arnold Schwarzenegger to record what you want Arnold to say so it can match the inflection and try as much to sound like Schwarzenegger or whoever voice you're putting in there. And it uses your volume and pitch changes to match it up.
Oh, that's cool. They should have used that.
Yeah, because it didn't sound anything like him. It just sounded like an old guy reading a story.
Jimmy Stewart.
And that's the problem with AI-generated voices now, is that it doesn't have the tone. It doesn't have the vibrance.
Life.
Yeah, the life behind it. I mean, it's like, so here we are reading a story. And that's why we have so much trouble with any time to use the AI-generated voice, which we have spent, I bet you we have spent at least $6,000
trying to get it right.
Trying to get an AI voice because I thought this would be so great because we could use the AI voice where people could actually hear me like read stories to them from the website.
Sure.
Okay. We have these daily tech updates that are only 1 minute. Okay. It doesn't sound like a lot of work, but to record 1 minute. I mean, you got to go in the studio.
Get that off of your to-do list. It would be nice.
Just 1 minute. Yeah,
exactly. But so you'd have somebody just type in all the words. No, can't do it.
So what's the biggest problem? Is it the same thing that we're describing?
It's flat.
This monotone.
Yes.
Imagine if that movie ended with every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Every time a bell rings, angel gets its wings.
Yes, that's right. Wouldn't work.
No.
I'm in the holiday spirit hearing that.
For sure.
God bless us, everyone.
Yes. So don't forget, we love to get your feedback, podcasts@commando.com. And tell a few friends about the podcast. If you're on YouTube, leave us some nice comments. That always helps out, too. And again, thanks for being here, and we'll see you again next week.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.